WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, the death toll up to at least 104 in catastrophic flooding in Central Texas, where volunteers combing the riverbanks for victims and possible survivors. Sunny White is still looking for a friend.
You know, I've had a lot of people come up to me that have lost their children and their loved ones and thanked me, and it's hard to even hear that because they have closure, but we haven't pulled anybody out alive yet.
President Trump says new Russian attacks on Ukraine have left him with little choice but to resume U.S. weapons shipments to Kyiv.
If I can stop a war, you know, because I have an ability to do so, I'm disappointed, frankly, that President Putin hasn't stopped. I'm not happy about it either.
It's been a week since municipal workers went on strike in Philadelphia, and garbage is piling up on city streets.
It's outrageous already. So if this thing go another 2 weeks or so, it's going to be totally out of hand.
Contract talks are resuming today. CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Two deaths and an officer-involved shooting are being investigated by the Marathon County Sheriff's Office and the Wood County Sheriff's Department. It happened on Sunday in the town of New Hope. Deputies responded to a welfare check at a house, and when they got there, they saw a man dead in the front yard. They established a perimeter, and when a 35-year-old man exited the back of the house, he was shot by a cop. He was treated on the scene and transported by medevac air to a local hospital. When law enforcement went inside the house, they found a woman dead inside. Preliminary observations suggest both victims died from gunshot wounds. There were also two children inside. Thankfully, they were unharmed. And now they're with other family members. The deputy involved has served on the Portage County Sheriff's Office for 13 years and has now been placed on administrative leave. Officials say this was an isolated incident and we do not need to worry that there is no threat to the public. And some of those that went to Summerfest were targeted with a very serious message. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
A national Jewish group installed four billboards across Milwaukee, reminding festival goers about the victims of the October 7th, 2023 attack in Israel. That included terror at a music festival. A campaign organized by a group called Jew Belong aims to raise awareness about anti-Semitism, but has sparked some debate. Some local Jewish leaders criticize the signs as one-sided. Organizers say the billboards referencing the Nova Music Festival massacre are intended to provoke empathy and remembrance for all victims of violence.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO. Real news and great conversation. Find more news anytime on our website at WXCO.fm.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game two of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with two on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way back.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, you know, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. It was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we're still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch will be here to take a look at Wisconsin headlines, including back to the state budget, and a what's worse for you, being sore or being sick. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Good morning and welcome to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Many, many thanks to Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang, who filled in for us yesterday while the three of us all took an extended weekend.
We're back, baby.
We are back, baby, and we have a big show coming up for you today. Todd Allbaugh, our friend and colleague and soon-to-be road trip partner.
I'm going to probably, there's going to be a lot of show tunes.
Oh, there is. You better gear up, baby.
I would like it. Okay, if we're going to do this, yes, and we'll explain more when Todd's here. We're going on the road next week. We'll give all the details then, but stay tuned because it's going to be fun.
It is.
I want a specific list of them because I don't want to, your live stream camera just went.
My camera's freaking out. It's like, I know I don't look that great, but holy man.
I would like a set list of what's going to be happening. Because I would, because I'm not as adept,
as far as the musicals
I'm
we're
not
missing?
As adept at musicals as the two of you, okay. And I would rather at least be able to chime in with a few things than just sit there going, I don't know these songs. So I'll make one request now.
All right.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Ooh, good one.
All right.
Good one.
Okay.
So I like that
all
one.
I'm going to say, we'll talk about it more when Todd's here.
All right. We'll put our playlist together for the musicals that we're going to sing while we're on the road next week.
Just don't want to be left out.
I understand.
Okay.
It's always nice to get, it's like, you know, studying ahead.
Exactly.
Sure, I understand that. That's great. Yes, Todd will be here after 9:30. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Wisconsin state budget and other things that did not make it into the budget. And then, of course, we'll talk about our hitting the road next week. In hour number two, I am really looking forward to this. Yeah. Felipe Torres Medina is going to join us. He's a comic.
Yes.
And he's a writer. And he's written for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, he wrote?
He was a writer. Stephen Colbert.
Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out with a book now. He is an immigrant to this country.
Yes, he is.
And he's out with a book called America, Let Me In, A Choose Your Immigration Story.
And we got a book.
He overnighted this.
Jane, there's overnight. I feel like what he did was 12 hours. Like,
I know. It was amazing. I emailed him and said, we're looking forward to having you on. Can you send me a copy of the book? And the next day, we got it.
Yeah. And I just also want to remind people of this, too, that his wife, Taylor K. Phillips, was also on the show like a year and a half ago to talk about her book, Midwestern Conversation. So, like, this is great. Like, they've both written books, and we're very excited to have them on. I'm a big fan of Felipe. Big fan.
The book is really funny. Yeah. It's a very serious subject, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he looks at this with a lot of humor and trying to give folks... Give all of us who don't have to go through this process just a little idea of what people who want to come to this country have to go through.
And as someone who myself is all about immigration reform to making it easier, more accessible, making it a good thing for me, I'm very intrigued to find out even the things I don't know, because I feel like as a supporter of this topic, there is as but someone who's never went through it and doesn't have to.
Right.
I'm happy about that because I don't know how far I'd make it. I can't wait to learn more.
Yeah, it should be a great conversation. Felipe Torres Medina is going to be joining us after the 10 o'clock news for Audio Sorbet today. We were kicking this around before the show, and we are going to talk about what there's a national day for everything.
Yeah.
National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, National Spa Day, you name it, day. What should be your national day if you got to institute a national day? What would your national day be? That's coming up after 10:30. And we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the You're in Trouble Now edition. Calvin found this one. It's pretty great.
Just think about it for a second.
It's just, So that's all coming up on the show. I hope you can stick around for that. As always, if you miss something or you have a life you have to go live and you can't be listening to us live, you can always go back and listen as a podcast. Check it out at civicmedia.us. Did want to start off talking about the situation, the horrific, horrific situation in Texas.
Yeah.
The death toll now is at least 104. And tragically, it's pretty much a recovery effort at this point, as opposed to rescue, because these floods, again, blasted through that area on Friday. Now 105, rather, from CNN. 84 deaths in Kerr County. That was the biggest place where it was hit. That's where that Camp Mystic was located. 7 deaths in Travis County. 5 Burnett, 6 Kendall, 2 in Williamson, 1 in Tom Green County. At least 23 people are still missing, among them many little girls from that Camp Mystic camp.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways you can help.
Yes.
If you would like to help, I would suggest the Red Cross is always a good one to go to. World Central Kitchen is also another really good one. Just be careful because, as always, in instances like this, there are terrible people who will try to scam you.
Yeah. In this situation, we've been talking about this for a while, and we have Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin on to talk about this. And I feel like everyone here has been a victim of some sort of scam. Go directly to their websites. Just go directly to the, because
you mean Red Cross?
Yeah. Or World Central or whatever group you want to donate to. Go directly to their website, donate directly through them, because even the instance of people posting, whether it's GoFundMe or whatever, saying, hey, give to this thing. I don't want to be a naysayer or a doomsayer, but sometimes you can't always trust those things.
Right.
It's always best to go directly through the website to give if you want to give. If they're in your area, go to them and donate, whether it's money or food or clothing. But yeah, it's just we want to be helpful in these times, but you also got to make sure that you're not being you're not the victim of a scam.
Exactly. And they are also saying I know a lot of folks think I'm going to go down there and help. I want to go down there and I want to be in the ground. They are asking folks not to do that.
And
unfortunately, people are very well-intentioned, but you end up getting in the way.
I feel like that happened in North Carolina like last year or the year before, where people were making their way to the disaster sites and they were like, please don't. We're already having enough problem with closing off roads.
And trying to get people around and trying to get places.
Honestly, the thing that always helps is money. I hate to say that,
but it does.
It's the best way. You give the money directly to them, and they're going to make the best use of that money. So if you can, great. I will put direct links to the Texas Red Cross as well as World Central Kitchen. And if anyone's heard of any groups in that area, feel free to text
us. Yeah.
Or comment them or email us. Jane says at civicmedia.us, and I'm happy to put those in the show notes as well.
This is so tragic.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I think over the next couple of days, again, this is more of a recovery situation now than it is a rescue situation. But things that I was reading over the weekend, this is not the first time that area has flooded or that there has been flooding along the Guadalupe River. I believe in 1987, there were 30 kids who, again, were at some summer camp that drowned after the river rose. And there were discussions in Texas about paying for a warning system along the river that would involve sirens and setting up sirens along the river. It was too expensive, was what was determined. It was too expensive. They had this system of calling each other. So the camp that was upriver would call the camp downriver and say, hey, it's coming your way. Mm-hmm. That wasn't enough.
It isn't enough. Because in the moment, it shouldn't be the yes, it's great to have a system to communicate with each other. But in a moment of crisis, all bets are off. The person who is in charge of doing the calling or the people might be doing something else then. And all of a sudden it's just everywhere. And, you know, I'm not placing the blame on the people. Please don't think I'm doing that. But what I'm saying, but what we're talking about right now is the fact that once again, I mean, even in the face of this would have been a reactive response to a tragedy almost 40 years ago. But in those 40 years, I cannot believe for a moment people did not bring up the conversation again. And to be told it's too expensive.
ABC News reporting at a meeting in 2017, a different commissioner, I believe from Kerr County, said the river calling system between camps is working. And quote, the thought of our beautiful Kerr County having these damn sirens going off in the middle of the night, I'm going to have to start drinking again to put up with y'all. Unquote. A different commissioner said, we have a warning system out there that may or may not work. My gut feeling on this, I think we have a duty to look at what we have. We are very flood prone. We know that. It's just tragic.
I just want to go back to that. A person complaining that the sirens going off will wake them up. But if you're in the siren area, if you're in the area of the sirens, you may be in danger too.
Absolutely.
What kind of, excuse the phrase, what kind of backwoods response is that? Like, that is, so other people's lives perishing is fine as long as you get that healthy 8 hours in. I don't understand this. And
the logic behind it?
Yeah, and there is
not. Logic behind it?
This thing of like, it's too expensive. Did no one stand up and say, is one person's life worth it?
A transcript of commission meetings from Kerr County commissioners found they were going to apply for FEMA dollars made available by President Obama in 2017, but a county judge and some commissioners expressed discontent that the money had to come from the Obama administration.
Okay. All right. Then
outside of applying for that FEMA money, one commissioner said our other option is don't do anything, which is an option. I mean, we can just stick with what we have. And that's apparently what they did.
They could have given a check to George W. Bush and said, here, give it to them and tell them it's from you. Like, well, honestly, on that level of thinking, what they're just doing right there, giving a check to George W. Bush and saying, give this money to them right now and say it's from you, is as feasible an option as the two they just gave us. It's from Obama. Boo, bad.
Can't take
or
it.
Nothing, because, you know, nothing's an option. So if we're saying stupid things out loud, people, then that's just as dumb and as plausible, I guess.
Just a reminder again, we will have links in our show notes.
Yeah.
If you would like to donate to try and help out the victims of the flooding in Texas, American Red Cross is one we're suggesting. Mm-hmm. Also, World Central Kitchen. We know that these are legitimate organizations. I've been a monthly donor to World Central Kitchen for a long time.
And also, you know, and another way you can do this is go to your local Red Cross or Versity and donate blood. They always need
blood. Well, yes.
And whether it's even for this or just getting in the habit of donating blood on a regular basis does so much you will never, never know, because it's just they always need it. So, yes, donate. Those will be in the show notes. Again, send us your suggestions if you have any, and I will make sure that if they are feasible or if they are applicable, I'll put them in.
All right. Coming up next, conspiracy theorists. They're not happy.
We're fine. It's fine,
it's
Jane.
All good.
We're fine.
We'll kick that around on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Met and Air on Air.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally-minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning, welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, our friend and colleague and host of the wonderful Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin state budget a little bit more. And then we're going to talk about our road trip.
Yeah, baby.
We're going on the road next week. Greg and Todd and I.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. So stick around for that. I did want to spend, we don't have a whole lot of time to spend on this, but MAGA World is not happy.
Well, I mean, that's not really saying a lot, Jane.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you're not really making this a, whoa, boy, breaking news.
Now, just remember back just a little bit. Mm. Remember back.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Thank you.
Died in prison.
Yep.
Sex trafficker. The list. The list of clients. MAGA has been promised.
Mm-hmm.
This list, even since Trump started running for a second term.
Well, they even released a list. There was, I don't know if you remember this, a couple months back. Mega influencers pouring out of the White House with these binders.
That were empty.
That were full of no information.
Right.
And they were so mad because...
Those were the files, right?
Yeah,
those were ostensibly the Epstein files.
And this was supposed to be the information that they were promised. But I'm going to harken back to Elon Musk's tweet from like last month, a month and a half ago, where he said Trump's name is going to be in that file. And of course they will. they were really close friends. Yes, I'm not defending either one.
He said that.
Yeah, that's the thing is there are a lot of names because Jeffrey Epstein knew a lot of people. And
on both sides.
On both sides, from all different kinds of worlds.
Yes.
There's talk about Stephen Hawking. Like
professors, to you name it.
So there really would need to be a deeper dive I would say, the FBI and police to say who was on that list because they were invited to a party and who was on that list because they were invited to parties.
Right.
But, of course, Donald Trump's name was going to be in there. From all the pictures we saw, yes. But when they released those binders, mega influencers were unhappy about this information because they felt like a lot had been taken out. So Elon's tweet that said, you know that he's in that file for a reason. Now, as of yesterday, I think it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, they said what, Jane?
It's done.
It's done.
It is done. Pam Bondi said not too long ago on Fox News, the Epstein files, quote, it's sitting on my desk right now to review. There has been a directive by President Trump. Yesterday, the Attorney General announced this systematic review has revealed no incriminating client list. The investigation is closed. Boom, done. And the memo also says that Epstein committed suicide rather than he was murdered, and no further Epstein documents will be released. This is from The Bulwark, maybe the most injurious to MAGAs. The memo also claims Epstein wasn't blackmailing anyone. And the hundreds of gigabytes of Epstein-related material in the FBI's possession don't implicate any third parties. Because, again, I believe MAGAs were told, essentially.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of Democrats on this list.
Yes.
It's all Democrats. They're trying to protect Democrats by not releasing this. Yeah, no.
Well, it was Jeffrey Epstein as a prominent Democrat. Look at that. He's best friends with the Clintons. And
Clinton. Yeah. Bill Clinton was on the list.
Are you listening, 4chan, 8chan, QAnon? I want to know how QAnon people are feeling. I've never said that question in my life because— This could be bad for them.
Do you think this will stick?
I think what will happen is that the QAnonius of the QAnons will say, well, we know better, but we know why he's saying it. You know, there will be an explanation.
We know why they chose not to do this.
Yes, there will be an explanation as to why they didn't do it. Never implicating Donald Trump.
Right.
Because he is infallible. He is the broken, infallible man. I don't know how that math works, but it works for them. But there will still be theories and whatnot. And I bet you there's another list. I'll bet you, you know, because if this is the case, if everything what the Department of Justice is saying, if Pam Bondi is saying this, then release Ghislaile Maxwell right now.
Why is she in prison?
Why is she still in prison?
If there's no case, if there's no, I don't know.
I know they're not saying he didn't do anything wrong. But it seems like now at this point, like it seems like Jeffrey Epstein was a one-man operation. Is that what they're saying? I don't know because it's just they're saying they're done.
Well, we're not in the right worlds. Right-wing media influencers, the Hodge twins, posted on what used to be Twitter, Trump has to fire Pam Bondi. She works for Trump. She went on camera and told the world she has the Epstein client list on her desk. Now they say there's no list. Alex Jones, who I still don't understand why he hasn't been forced to sell everything to pay off the families of Sandy Hook.
We don't have time to explain, but I know why.
Alex Jones tweeted, next the DOJ will say, actually, Jeffrey Epstein never existed. This is over the top sickening.
Hodge twins, this is from me to you, buddy. I don't know you guys at all, but here's what I'm saying. Keep the pressure on then. Don't fall away. Don't let this fade. Be angry until you get resolution, because that's what they're counting on. They're counting on this being a story.
And that will go away.
Exactly. So
don't let up, Alex Jones. Come on.
Don't let up, Hodge twins and all the other influencers I've never heard of. Put the pressure on them. Seriously, keep it there because this is something you wanted to know about. It was important to you.
Don't let it sit. Don't let it sit. All right. News is coming up next on the other side. Todd Alba, stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Get us global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. Do you really?
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit. This time, it's against the U.S. Department of Education for illegally cutting congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. Lisa Hale explains.
The coalition argues that the Department of Education unlawfully issued non-continuation notices of two nationwide programs designed to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and to address long-standing shortages of counselors, psychologists, and social workers in K-12 schools. The cuts affect hundreds of thousands of students across the country and would significantly reduce the implementation of key mental health initiatives. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction had just begun rolling out a five-year federally funded project when the Department of Education issued a non-continuation notice in April. DPI has reported that 59% of Wisconsin high school students experienced at least one mental health challenge in the last year, and that current student-to-provider ratios remain significantly above national recommendations. The grant was set to run through 2029. But with the Department of Education funding now cut, DPI will lose over $8 million in future support.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for another round of Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Grants. It's the second round of awards through the program, which seeks to expand capacity and infrastructure for the distribution of locally produced food products. Funding for this program is provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on July 21st. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll have our climate check with Melissa Baldoff, and we'll check in with Earl Ingram, Melissa Kay, and James Kelly, all from Civic Media.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joining us live from his patio in Madison, our friend and colleague and host of the wonderful Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba is here. Good morning, my friend. What a lovely view.
Well, thank you, everyone. Jane, Greg, Calvin, great to be with you all. I thought, well, this will be fun. I came out on my little deck here off in my patio, my apartment, because for those watching on the stream, all the flowers you see behind me here were purchased at one of our great sponsors of Civic Media, Kopke's Greenhouse.
Nice.
Gordy Kopke, a great friend of the network. He's been a sponsor since day one. And I know Luke Mathers is a big buyer out there. No finer place than Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, outside the village of Oregon, just south of Madison. And look at even a goofball like me can grow nice plants when you buy them at Kopke's. So I thought I'd come out here. It was very, very quiet until about 2 minutes ago when the city decided to start blowing leaves behind me. So I apologize. This is Greg. Jane knows this very well. When you travel with Todd, there's great potential. And great potential for disaster. It could go either way.
Anything can happen. So there you go. Anything can happen. You just got to roll with it. You just got to roll. I'm trying to identify the plants behind you.
Oh, my God. I'm out of here.
I'm sorry. But listen,
I have a cannon.
You have a big canna in the back.
Myself, it's a dark blue salvia.
Okay. Like the salvia.
Just a standard geranium. That yellow one is just a bright. I like that because it was in a blue pot.
Okay.
And then the pink one, I don't know what that is.
I can't see close enough to see.
But here's the deal. You and I, you guys have both, we've both on our shows have talked about, you know, don't do the no-mo mate, just have pollinator nice. So I said to the folks at Gordy's Kopke's Greenhouse, I want plants that will attract butterflies and hummingbirds. Literally a half hour before we came on, hummingbirds were feeding there.
On your canna?
So.
On the canna?
No, not on the canna. Whatever this orange thing is down here.
Interesting.
It looks like little... Interesting.
Because they like cannas too. They like those orange cannas.
Oh, do they?
Isn't that exactly? I lose my mind when a hummingbird comes in my backyard. Greg is like, "What, you people are crazy?"
I know. Aren't they great?
They are. They're fantastic.
I love hummingbirds.
It makes me happy to be alive, Greg Bach.
I'm so happy you're happy to be alive. My God.
Greg's going, do I really want to spend 4 days with these people? I don't know.
I got noise canceling headphones. It's fine.
You might need them. Yeah. In our second segment, Todd, we are going to talk. Greg wants a playlist.
He wants a playlist
before we go on the road so he knows what he's
going
to have.
I heard you want to do Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah.
Great show. Here's a hitherto unknown fact. In fact, my gay card is in danger of being revoked. I have never seen in its entirety Jesus Christ Superstar.
I am gayer than Todd Alba.
Ted Neely, who is Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar, is so good.
Yes, and
so good.
I want to modify my request. Not only Jesus Christ Superstar, it has to be Jesus Christ Superstar, the motion picture soundtrack,
right.
Not the original, the one from the movie.
Okay,
has to be that. Okay. Period.
All right.
What's the buzz, baby?
I'll go
What's
along
the
with that.
Buzz?
Don't
Tell
start,
me
Jane, because I will do the whole thing. I'll do Caiaphas. I will do Judas. I'll even do the terrible songs that Mary Magdalene sang.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Oh, wow. How about the other Mary? Is she in that? I'm sorry.
I don't think she shows up in that. Let's talk a little bit before we get to our road trip, which is coming up next week. Let's talk about what made it and what didn't make it into the Wisconsin budget. Charlie Pittman, Civic Media's new news director, has a great piece on the Civic Media website. Just click on the news tab. Here is what didn't make it into Wisconsin's $111 million state budget. Senate Republicans with just one vote to spare did need Democrats, so the budget got approved in both chambers last week. Evers calling 2025 the year of the kid. But missing from this budget, extending postpartum Medicaid coverage to 12 months.
Yep.
We have talked about this so much and the bipartisan support for this measure. And you know who doesn't like it? Popcorn King Robin Voss.
Yep.
So it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I know you guys have talked about it. We've talked about our show. I had State Senator Kelda Royce on the show, a Democrat from Madison. She was on the Joint Finance Committee. She voted no, one of three Democrats on JFC voted no. LaTanya Johnson from the Milwaukee area, only Dem on the committee that voted yes. You know, for the Star Trek fans, they'll get the reference. But in my opinion, this is a Kobayashi Maru budget. It's a no-win scenario.
Yeah.
It just, because if you didn't do anything, if you had no budget, which I think the Republicans were willing to do, you would have had zero money for child care, catastrophic problems from day one. UW system would have been at least held even at best.
Right.
You know, the list goes on and on. And so I think I give a lot of credit to State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and the Democrats in the State Senate for at least getting some changes in there. I also, quite frankly, at least on my show, I begrudgingly, I guess at least, said props to Governor Evers and Robin Voss for not cutting off negotiations as was reported. At least they kept the doors open and they got something done. But to your point, Jane, I this is not a great budget, particularly for K-12 education. And I think anybody who calls themselves an education governor, when you chose to draw a red line in the sand for the UW system building projects and for childcare, two very worthy causes, but you chose to leave out the red line in the sand for K-12 education, I just don't see how you run for re-election for a third term going around the state saying, vote for me again, because we need to stay. I'm the education governor. We need to save education. But I basically screwed over K-12 education in this budget. So I just think that he's not going to run again.
Todd, because you've had so much experience in the state house, and I want to get your thoughts, because you brought up Kelda Royce, LaTanya Johnson, and Dianne Hesselbein. We talked to State Senator Kelda Royce, and Maggie talked to LaTanya Johnson. Both of them have incredibly different attitudes on this budget, as shown by their votes. LaTanya Johnson voted yes, and Kelda Royce voted no. When it first came out, Todd, we thought Governor Evers, and Robin Voss, everyone seems to be good with this, because and Dianne Hesselbein kind of brokered the deal because she was asked to the table. And then we had Kelda Royce on the show that day, and she came on saying, this is not good. We don't like this. That's a really polarizing budget. And I feel like I personally feel like this is a good place. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say to start, but as Johnson put it, this mitigates the hurt that would have been. And from your point of view and your experience, Todd, you've seen these budgets take place. That's kind of the game in the long run anyways. Like, it's about compromise. No one side
gets
everything they want all the time. Has to be concessions. And yes, it's not a great, it's not perfect, but I feel like there needs to be some wins in there celebrated. Whereas I felt like, you know, it doesn't feel like there is a path for movement anywhere. It's especially with childcare. Cause we also had on Trisha Peterson who said, this is not a help. So from your experience, I mean, isn't that how it always goes with the budget?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I agree with you, Greg. I mean, one of the things I don't like about today's modern political world, and our friend Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project talks about this all the time, you know, you can't play zero-sum politics. It can't always be, I have to have everything or I want nothing.
Nothing gets done.
Because that's just not the way.
Right.
Nothing gets done. So, and that's why I'm willing to give props to both Robin Voss and Tony Evers for keeping the discussion going and getting to a place where they could actually pass and sign something. As Senator Royce pointed out, perhaps others on your show, if they had not done that before the federal budget was passed and signed by Trump, Wisconsin would have lost $1 billion in money for Medicaid reimbursement and rural health care. So Wisconsin gets, you know, something out of that. So yes, I agree that you know there was a deal done and that's good. I just don't know. I was pretty hard on State Representative Francesca Hong, Democrat of Madison, because she was actually in our socials telling people, call your Dem legislator and lobby them to vote no.
Right.
I think that was the wrong thing to do. But I walked myself back yesterday, a couple days ago, and I said, I get why Representative Hong and to not quite as forcefully Senator Royce and others, because they're trying to make the point that, you know, there could have been more here. And a lot of people are going to be left behind. I'll be interested. I know you've had Corrine on your show. She's been on ours. These child care workers and are so essential. This budget only funds them for 1 year.
1 year.
Yep. 1 year. So it doesn't even take care of the entire 2 year biennial budget. So that means you're going to have to come back and either pass a supplemental or do something. Or, you know, in 6 months, we're going to be right back where we were 2 weeks ago. So, yes, agreed, Greg. A little props need to be given for reaching something, but to think that this was some sort of great shakes, I just don't think that's the right way to do it at all. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, not to be too grotesque, but I mean, you have an accident on a hiking trail and you lose your, you know, you get in a situation where you have a terrible cut and you put a tourniquet on the leg. Well, you live, but you have to have your leg amputated. Was that a great hiking trip? Probably not.
Todd Alba is here, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba Show across the network this afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Yeah, it's not like anybody's throwing parties over this deal because it was a compromise. Mm-hmm. But that thing about funding this childcare for only 1 year, I have to wonder what Republicans think is going to happen in a year that we're not going to need this.
I mean, I don't know. Inside of Speaker Voss's mind is not a place. I've been rooms
dark,
with him.
Dark place. Dark, cobwebby place.
It's buttery and salty. That's what I can say.
He's too busy quote tweeting his teenage teachers to.
I think that I don't know. My just a guess based on a little bit of experience. My guess is they want to use that for leverage for something else. And so they're going to hold
the child care over the Democrats in exchange for something else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But they love children, you guys. They love families. Yeah. They love kids. Have more babies. It's all good.
Yeah.
You're just on your own.
I'm glad something passed. Some people were taken care of, but I think it's important to remember there are a lot of folks, particularly public educators, you know, all across this state. You're going to see more referendums, more local taxpayers going to be asked to carry the burden because folks in Madison didn't get it done from public schools.
Yeah.
But we got to pay for those private schools. Those are important, Todd. Those are really important.
Say, you know, what's the one in Xavier? I'll think of it. No, St. Norbert. No, that's not it. There's that public private school in Green Bay that John Gard runs, his cross country program with a charter bus and catered food. So, you know, you got to keep that going.
I'm paying for a charter bus. Oh, God.
And catered food. We're going to continue our conversation with Todd Alba. We are going on the road next week. We'll kick that around next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a recent report, we told you that 96% of New York City voters found ranked choice voting easy to use and liked that it gave voters more options. So why have 17 states banned ranked choice voting, including 5 just this year? Pro-voter groups tout RCV because it allows voters to choose a favorite candidate without being a spoiler, can reduce negative ads and rhetoric, and eliminates expensive runoff elections. Alaska implemented ranked choice voting in 2022's congressional race, but after upstart Democrat Mary Pottola defeated former Republican Governor Sarah Palin, RCV was blamed. A resolution by the Republican National Committee opposing RCV nationally followed, and Alaska voters had to beat back a repeal initiative in 2024. While used in Maine, Alaska, D.C., and 47 municipalities nationwide, 17 red states have now banned it, including Kansas, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Arkansas. Party leadership and the RNC resolution argue that RCV is hard to understand and suppresses turnout. But where it's been implemented, voter satisfaction is often over 80%. In the New York City primary, 9 of 10 voters said they understood it, and turnout was the highest in decades. Organizers have more work to do. Voters defeated pro-RCV ballot measures in 5 states last year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keep it going. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Jenny on the live stream says, yay, jazz hands.
Spirit fingers.
Todd Alba is here, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 across the network. And we are going on the road next week, Toddster.
I cannot wait. It's been way too long. It's been, as my granddad would have said, pert near a year.
It has.
We need to get back on the road and have some fun. So I'm looking forward. By the way, Jane, just because, here's a tip, Greg, when you travel with Jane, just give her whatever she wants. Wait. Everything goes fine. Oh. That's rule number one of the trip.
Just say yes.
No,
and it will all go well.
See, I would have been a great heterosexual husband. Anyway.
Because you know the rules.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The plant behind me that the hummingbird likes, Jane, is called Vermilionaire. Is it Sophia hybrid? C-U-P-H-E-A.
I'll have to I'll have to look for that. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, enough plant talk. So anyway, we're going on this trip. I can't can't wait. Jay and I did it last year. We're very happy to have Greg along. We're going to load up the old Bluebird bus and travel around the state, and it should be a good time to have by all.
I am really looking forward to it. We are going to be in Oshkosh next Thursday, and we're going to have, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah,
and we're going to have a little preview for you of the EAA, which is getting underway in about a week. And then on Thursday, I am so excited. We're going to be broadcasting from Butternut, Wisconsin, which is near Hayward. And there's some wonderful history in Butternut that we're going to talk about. One of our colleagues here at the network, Darla, is a wealth of information about that area and the history of that area. So that should be great. And then on Friday, we will be in the Hayward area. Really, really looking forward to it. We were talking, Todd, that we need to have a play. Greg wants a playlist so he can study beforehand, because last year when you and I went on the road, we sang in between cities. We sang like the whole time.
And we have some hours on the road between some cities.
We do. Oshkosh to Butternut's kind of a haul. So we'll be going through a couple of soundtracks. So if you're listening, what should be on our soundtrack list that we will be singing next week when we go on the road?
And it doesn't just have to be show tunes either. You didn't say anything, Jane. You didn't say anything.
All right. We'll leave it open. But what would be the soundtrack? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you have the Civic Media app, you can also leave us a voice note.
Exactly, yes.
About what you think we should be singing in between stops when we go on the road. Next week, we have Jesus Christ Superstar. That was Greg's request. I know we're going to do the Book of Mormon again, because all of that music is just so good.
Yeah, it's a Book of Mormon. I mean, Jane and I are great fans of that. But they're in fact, on Saturday, I'm going over to the Twin Cities and seeing Kimberly Akimbo, which was the Tony Award-winning musical from a couple of years ago.
Oh,
so it's not as big as showy as a musical as other ones. But yeah, there's all kinds of great music, and part of it is just getting out and being with folks. It's what I love to do. Love doing it with you, Jane. Can't wait to have you along, Greg. And we would be remiss if we did not give huge shout-outs to our colleagues, Todd Michaels, GM at Oshkosh and Green Bay, and Darla. The GM up there at Park Falls.
Incredible.
And,
Hayward.
Those folks literally have made sure that we had places to sleep.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
They put all this together. And so thank you both.
They've really taken care of us. So big shout outs to Todd Michaels and to Darla as well for helping us get this going. I would request we don't sing South Pacific because I don't know that musical.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that all right?
Can we throw some Hamilton in there?
Last year?
What's that?
A Hamilton. I don't know all the words, but I love the music.
Okay. I'll sing it for you. It's fine.
I think we did. I think we did a little Gypsy last year. That was great.
Oh, I like Gypsy.
Jay Matt Nair as Mama Rose. That was fantastic.
I'm down for that. Also, if you have suggestions on where we should stop, if we're coming to your town, if we're coming to Oshkosh, we're going to be in Oshkosh and Butternut and Hayward, where should we go to eat? Who should we talk to? What should we do? Let us know.
And places in between, too.
Absolutely. We'll be on,
so coffee shops.
Cheese shops.
Record shops. If there's a cool record shop in your town.
Ice cream places.
And we're gonna bring you hitherto unknown facts, such as, for one example, I did not know that Butternut was where the Butternut Squash was invented. So I'm looking forward
to that. That is true, because science said so.
The founders of that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's like the city of Buffalo, New York. That's where the buffalo were turned into wings. See, I know stuff too. You're welcome.
It's pretty random.
I like it. If you're going to just bring facts, I'll bring facts.
Tony's asking why we didn't take any videos of the singing last year. We'll rectify that. We'll do it this year.
Well, there's reasons. Yeah, there are reasons.
We may have to do a little editing depending upon what we're singing. Todd Alba, join him this afternoon from 2 to 4 across the network in the next week when we hit the road Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll be listening this afternoon.
We'll see you next Tuesday down there at the Rock for the Rockettes, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds great. News coming up next. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jesus Christ, who are you from? Have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ.
listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. At least 104 people now confirmed dead in the catastrophic flooding in Central Texas as volunteers search for more victims and possible survivors. Sonny White is holding out hope for a missing friend.
He was camping in a trailer that we found. The trailer was wrapped around a tree the other day, and just discovered his car yesterday and confirmed that.
President Trump pushed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to reach an agreement to pause fighting in Gaza during a meeting at the White House last night. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The president has still remained hopeful that a ceasefire deal could be reached as early as this week.
CBS News confirms the TSA is phasing out a rule requiring passengers to pass through airport security in stocking feet.
The TSA agent was really happy because she said, oh, you don't have to take off your shoes.
I was watching others go through the screening and they didn't take their shoes off. And I was like, yes, finally.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.